The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, me, and advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
This is Griffin McElroy. Sorry, guys. It's week two of the Max Fun Drive.
Yeah.
And I've just been leaving it all out on the court.
Yeah, I noticed that, Griffin. You were given like 111%.
I'm gassed, gang. Well, My hardest jokes. Social media off the charts.
We got four days left, Griffin. Beat, you got to hold stuff back, man.
Yeah, you got to hold it together. We have a whole other week, work week.
I can't, dudes. I can't. Griffin, I don't have it in me.
Griffin, let me inspire you. I heard again from Dr. Professor Guhart. He said he was going to take all your favorite vinyls and cut them up into like decorative clocks.
Vinyls?
Yeah, all your favorite vinyls.
Vinyls?
That's what he said. That was exactly
when you say that, do you mean records or do you mean like vinyls?
I would say
Funko Pops.
I would say records. Professor Guhart said vinyls.
Travis, I have. Can we pause?
Yeah.
I have two children. You have two children.
Yeah.
Justin has two children. So I know you know what it's like. The thought that I have time in my day to say, I want to listen to music. Let me go over my special music machine in the corner and go through the heavy music, the slow music where you can't find it so good, and put on some of that. Maybe have a snifter of brandy while I finish this.
I know you own records, Griffin. I don't think you listen to them, but I know you own them.
That's good, actually. That's right.
The only music I can am allowed to listen to is Meghan Trainor's I Made You Look.
Oh, yes, interesting.
That's the only song I'm allowed to listen to.
Yes. I am only allowed to listen to the song We Know the Way from Moana, a movie that came out a million years ago that my 3-year-old is now like, now wait, hold on, let me.
Yeah. It's just some dusty old broken down movie.
Just
your
some old.
Still watching.
And I'm like, what about Encanto? That's that new stuff. And she's like, no. And she only knows
it. How about Midnight's, BB? Get
come
on.
The
new stuff.
It's not BB. It's Dot.
What a twist.
Requests Away Away, which is not the name of the song, constantly.
Get her.
Constantly.
Drag her for filth, Travis.
It's in my head all the time now.
And you know what's in my head? The Max Fun Drive, which we are in the second and final week of. It's the special time of year where we come to you with three hats. We're wearing three sets of little suspenders.
Now follow them. The lady's under one of them. Find the lady.
Where's the lady?
She's under the hat. It's a full-grown lady underneath my hat.
Yeah, it's a huge Jamiroquai-style hat. And we are asking you to fill it to the brim with support for us and the other shows on the Maximum Fun Network. It's a great community and a great family of shows that we've been happy to be a part of for over a decade, and it's genuinely made our lives what they are, and we're so grateful for it. And that is only true because of the support we've gotten over the last 11 years or whatever.
Can I tell you some exciting things? So it's 13 years, and we
good Lord.
First off. And second of all, just like over the past couple of years, we've been able to bring Tom in to do video stuff. We've been able to bring Rachel in to edit. We've been able to bring Shannon in to help with basically everything related to, like, if you see anything on social media, that's not us. That's Shannon and Sarah. And we wouldn't be able to do that without you guys. And also, this, like, in the last 5 days, we've done more like streaming stuff than we normally do in 2 months' time. And it's very exciting to me.
We figured out where the record button was on our computers because of the support we've gotten from the Max Fun Drive.
We were yelling at our dad while playing Stardew Valley anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Imagine our thrill to find out that is of interest.
Concretize that.
And you can support all of our shows. You can support Max Fun. You can support the people that we work with. You can support us by going to MaximumFun.org/join. Find a support level that works for you. It starts as low as $5 a month. And know that you are, one, going to get over 500 hours of bonus content, which is fully worth it. And two, you're supporting our show. And we appreciate that immensely.
Thank you so much for considering it. We'll talk more about it later. If I can fucking muster up the juice.
Brief anecdote. I went in to get my hair cut at Razor and Shear.
Oh, wait,
my
man, settle
Joey.
In.
Oh, let me
settle
see
in,
it.
Griffin. Shout out to Joey.
Classic haircut story. Real quick.
It's so right. Oh, Joey, it's good.
Like, I asked Joey, like, go short. Yeah. I need a shortcut for the year. And he was like, very respectfully, going short.
So respectfully. That's so good. Because sometimes the stylist gets in there and they're so rude about going short. Yeah, I hate that.
Gross. Why is it so wet?
When I first got home, I started messing with it. I was like, I think I did too much.
Yeah.
I think I took off too much. I don't like it. And then I started messing with it a bit more. Yeah. And I was like, I'll put some product in there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? This is kind of like, the thought that I had, and this is where we're at the crux of the issue.
Yeah.
The thought that I had was, it's kind of like Chris Hemsworth was doing in Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Oh, I love that.
I love that, right? We love that. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, I should lean into this. Maybe this is a new look. And then I thought, I don't think I can say to Joey, to anybody, I'm going for kind of a Thor thing.
Yes.
In any part of my body. Okay. Any part of my body. I don't feel like I could be like, I'm going for sort of a Thor.
Right.
Justin, I got you. You ready for this? Next time you go, you're going to lead Joey to water, and he's going to drink. You're going to say, you know that movie? Oh, what was it? It had the big guy in it, and I think he fought the Hulk.
So Joey says Thor.
And he says Thor, and you're like, oh, yeah.
I thought about it. Joey, I guess I do have kind of a
Thor. It's a Thor vibe.
Super, super specific, because you could lead him to the wrong water in this setup, and he could be like, oh, Groot. And then you can't say no, Thor.
I would take it.
At
frankly.
That point, you say, yes, give me Groot.
Yeah.
Make me Groot.
I am
Make
Groot.
Me Groot. I am Groot.
Make me Groot.
Now, not I've baby got Groot. Like that, big Groot.
I'm just going to have to call in my team of special effects experts, get you in a body cast.
I've got a very anime, if I may. Like, it's higher than the frame.
I really wish we weren't talking about our fucking haircuts right now.
I'm sorry, Griffin, that yours doesn't do shit, but I'm going Super Saiyan over here.
Travis is going Mardi Gras Hades. You're not going to say anything funnier than what I just said.
No.
That's the end of the segment.
I gotta pat it back down now, because now the bit's done.
This is an advice show. We help people, and now we're going to do exactly that. And there's not a thing you or anybody else can do about it, because this has already happened. I accidentally archived the email.
Well,
get out of here.
I'm the only one who can stop me. That would be a good shirt. I'm the only one who can stop me. Okay. Last year, I went to a craft festival with a friend.
Nice.
One of the booths. Nice. That sounds like a good afternoon.
Hell yeah, it is.
Sure. Hell yeah.
Oh, you see presents for friends? What a fucking score. If you can go to a friend and go, I got this for you, and they're like, oh, at a store? And you're like, no.
No.
At a craft festival.
I went to with a different friend.
One of the booths sold cheap silver rings and allowed customers to print custom messages on the outside of the ring. As a joke, I brought my husband a ring that read 69-420-69.
I think it's very important to know that there were hyphens in between that, so it looks like either a date or a locker combination. I think that is different than just 69-420-69. No.
Yeah.
Those are coordinates that could take you somewhere, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
when I brought it to him.
It also implies, let's try 69. This isn't working. Hey, you know what might help? And help? Then we'll try again.
Let's 420.
When I brought it to him, this can't be real. When I brought it to him, he took off his wedding ring and put on the joke ring.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, it's been almost a year and he hasn't taken the ring off since.
Mm-hmm.
He has gained a bit of weight since our wedding, and he says the joke ring is more comfortable than his real ring.
Mm-hmm.
He also claims if he twists the ring around, no one can see what it says. But I constantly see those embarrassing numbers upright staring at me. How do I get him to stop wearing a 69 ring as a symbol of our eternal love?
I can't. I don't have the energy for this one, guys.
Yeah, Griffin left it all on the court. It's a curse.
Shit.
I put the question list together, and it wasn't until Justin was reading it out loud that it occurred to me to ask this question of you, question asker. Did you make it clear it was a joke when you gave it to him?
It doesn't.
Because it's possible that you handed him this ring, and he was like, oh, I love it, right? And he's like, thank you, honey. I really appreciate this. Yeah. And he has no idea.
This is one of those rare and amazing questions for us. Sometimes we get a question and it's like, ah, man, I mean, nobody's technically wrong in this situation, but maybe you could be going about it in a different way. It's rare to get a question where just everyone in it is the villain. And you can be like, why are you wearing that ring? Why didn't you think that that was going to be the outcome of the situation when you gave me a joke ring that says, if I was given a ring by my wife that says 69, 420, 69 on it, I don't know that I'd wear it in lieu of my wedding ring, but I would never take it off ever.
Yeah.
I would be buried in that. No, I would give it like a great heirloom.
Yeah, you wouldn't be buried in it because then it would die with you. No.
And I'd be dug up for this great treasure that I have.
Oh, yeah. Grave robbing would be a real issue there,
huge
Rachel.
Issue
you didn't even think about that, did you, Rachel?
Huge
come
issue
on.
For me.
Come on. I'm 100% with you, Griffin. Oh, frankly, here's where I'm at. You gave your husband a... Let's reframe the question and remove some of the variables. You gave your husband a present, and he loves it.
Yeah.
Whoa, what a great... That's wonderful. Oh, a thing he can wear, and he wears it every day? That's beautiful. Oh, what's that you say? There were some numbers on it. Was it your anniversary, perhaps, or his birth? Oh.
If
I
ever...
see.
This is the greatest question of all time. You have given your husband the greatest gift I could ever imagine. Because if I was talking to someone that mm-hmm. I didn't know and getting to know them, and I looked at their wedding ring, I was like, oh, that's cool, you're married. And then they turned their ring around to reveal
like something
that it
from like the Phantom or the
like
Shadow
something
or something
from National Treasure Book of Secrets, 69, 420, 69 on it, I would do everything in my power to become that person's best friend. That is an enormous amount of social courage.
I'm in the cool dude Illuminati, as you can see here.
Next level. You did a great thing without thinking about... You did an incredible, perfect, beautiful thing without thinking about the consequences, which are grave, and the husband is... Really, that's a big move to stick with that position and not just say, I'll put the ring on that you gave me I remember the wedding. That was a significant one, huh? I'll wear the ring then. The real one?
Because, Griffin, I'll take it a step further. You see your new friend is wearing this ring, and you're like, is that your wedding ring? And you say, well, it wasn't at first. But then my wife got it, and now it also is the right kind of annoying to my partner, right? Where, like, so, there are things I do. There are jokes that I make where... Every, like, fifth time, Teresa laughs because it's like, I can't believe you keep making that joke, right?
I think that's intrinsic to any long-term relationship.
And it just
turns into those.
You gave your husband a physical version of that.
He's
never taking that off.
It's so good.
You're going to have to cut it off of him while he sleeps. You're going to have to hire Danny Ocean to remove that ring.
You can get a ring cutter on Amazon for like $14.99. No problem.
I've seen TikToks where you wrap a string around it and then you wrap it around his finger and you pull it off. He might notice that while he's sleeping, though.
Hey, here's another option. I've seen ring cutters on Amazon for like $14.99.
But what does that mean, Justin? What's a ring cutter?
It's like a thing you twist.
It scoops underneath and then you crank it and it cuts. Usually, like, Sydney needed them for like medical purposes because you sometimes need to get jewelry off really fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting.
Ooh,
it's thrilling.
Thrilling
to cut.
You guys want another question?
Yeah. We could also approach the Wizard's Throne humbly.
Oh, let's do that.
Let's do that. That sounds nice.
I rarely do anything humbly, and it's nice to have that, like, to change that up. That's wonderful.
Siobhan coming here, I think, with a hat trick. Thank you, Siobhan. Just really, really found a deep and rich vein here.
Sorry, is it Siobhan with a V sound or a B? Like Bubba Bubba?
Is that Michael Chabon?
It's S-I-O-B-H-A-N, I believe. Yeah, Irish, no, you're right. Pronounced Siobhan.
Ooh, nice.
So,
I always like that name.
Oh, yeah.
Shiv?
Yeah,
Roy?
Well, sure, you got that for sure. A lot of great Siobhans out there.
Subsession. It's a show where Brian Cox's kids are all trying to get his beautiful submarine. And he's had it for years. And they all want it. And it's very awkward because they're all in it. Yeah. Okay, they're all stuck in the
submarine.
Yeah,
they're all they live and work and breathe in the submarine. Yeah. On Subsession, but it's like there's somebody's in the brig and somebody's in like the driving part.
Yeah. They're all usually
are
in the
missile. It maybe has missiles or doesn't. It's,
yeah,
yeah, they haven't figured out. That's a season 4 reveal.
Yeah, is that they have missiles? They usually all their conversations do take place in the exact same room. And so, there's not as much room for sort of, like,
yeah, this isn't a Sequest DSV-size sub. It's important to know. This is your standard.
It's like private sub size.
How there is a talking dolphin.
Like Yoda.
What?
Sorry? Go on, you will?
How to speak like Yoda. Justin, you're exempt from this one. You just tested out, my friend. That
Travis
was great.
Always does good at him. I want to try to have a killer Yoda.
Hey, Justin, okay, cool. I really appreciate that sweeping generalization, but I'm just going to come in here and say, I don't always do good at them.
Travis does good at every impression.
You have a skill. You have a latent.
A gift.
Latent skill for impression? I mean, is that the word
for it?
Yes,
but I can't do it on purpose. I'm like a superhero that can only do it when he's not thinking about it. Like the one who turns invisible in Mystery Men. I can't do it if you're looking at me. Was that Kel Mitchell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mastering.
Hey, speaking of, because we won't have another opportunity, Good Burger 2 did get commissioned. Dad texted us. I did appreciate that one.
Yeah,
Dad.
I like that
rare
one.
A rare Mac W in the text thread with the pop culture.
Dad brought
news
the
updates.
Heat to the group chat with this
Ooh,
one.
Oh boy, this was a spicy
Good Burger 2. Well,
hey, you're both welcome on the show. If I had to bet on which one would actually come through, I think I'm pretty sure about which one it would be, but I would love to get you
I can't choose.
Can't. Yeah, I can't choose. I can't choose.
Understand Yoda's sentence structures. It is theorized that Yoda's grammar is very similar to how ancient humans spoke in 50,000 BC. Yoda tends to structure... Yeah, I don't know.
You heard him.
Bunch of
I didn't know you
stuff.
Could just say things. I didn't Some know that was...
Yeah, that's probably how they did it. So, for example, I play soccer becomes... Soccer, I play when Yoda says it.
Does Yoda play soccer as the ball? Am I right? Look at that little nerd. I could kick him around so easy. And he's rubbery.
Maybe you didn't see the prequels, man. Yoda Man.
Sorry, man.
You've seen him. Sorry. You know it.
But yeah, Yoda Man.
Yoda Man. Hey, do you remember when Star Wars was in theaters?
Yeah.
And they made a new ones? And they weren't good.
They found one scene.
They found one kick-ass scene in one of them. And then the commercial guys were like, we got to do something. And so they just put that in there with the words Yoda Man in the commercial.
Yeah.
That was a big one. That was a
if
big
we could
swing
get the
George.
Behind the scenes of that one, George. By the way, I'd pay so much money to watch Yoda, Christopher Lee do that fight with a tennis ball on a string or a stick or whatever. I would love that shit so much. Please.
Understand Yoda's sentence structures. I will stay and help you. Stay and help you. I will. Right. Okay. Practice rephrasing common sentences to fit Yoda's style. Choose some simple sentences that you use daily and restructure them to conform to Yoda's ancient grammatical tendencies. You literally just took the sort of first sentence in each segment and then just made it a lot. You repeated it in a longer form.
So you would say like mocha latte, I will have oat milk. It must be so shit. I do not.
This is, here's, it's not a grammatical structure. If he just does every sentence backwards, right? There has to be some points where he just says the sentence without being kind of an asshole about it.
Yeah.
One of the examples they have in this section is have a good night becomes
a good night have,
which is not it. That ain't it. I'm pretty sure Yoda wouldn't be an asshole about that. No. He would just say,
have a good one, man.
Yeah.
No, wait, maybe he wouldn't. Because that felt weird.
Are you hungry for sandwiches?
He wouldn't be like,
hungry for sandwiches, are you?
Because that's
no,
confusing.
He wouldn't. Travis, actually, first of all, yes, that is how he would say that sentence. And second of all, you sounded so damn much like Yoda just now. It
Thank
makes
you.
Me furious,
I know,
Travis.
But you can't say hungry for sandwiches, are you? Because it's unclear there if that's a question or a statement.
No, because he inflects at the top. You don't listen.
Hungry for sandwiches, you are. That okay? You're right. That's the statement.
That's
hungry for sandwiches.
Study some of Yoda's most famous lines.
Hey,
oh wait,
hey, hold on. We have a brief presentation.
Okay.
We have a brief presentation.
Oh fuck yeah! I know what this is gonna be. I'm about to get fucking totally cranked.
Yoda man. Oh fuck! Oh please.
Load.
Please.
On November 12th, Hooda man. Yoda Man.
Oh, boy.
When you take home Star Wars Episode 2 on DVD, digitally filmed, digitally mastered, a perfect clone. Own the first major live-action film on DVD captured directly from its digital source.
What?
This two-disc set is packed with over 6 hours of bonus features you'll actually want to watch. Star Wars Episode 2, Yoda the Man, on DVD November 12th.
Okay.
It's better than that.
They didn't have the strength. They did not have the strength of their convictions to leave it at Yoda man. If I heard them correctly, they said Yoda dumb man.
He came up with a catchphrase, and then they were like, "Guys, does Yoda man sound stupid?" And then someone's like, "Just to cover our bases, let's do it both ways in the same commercial." Yoda demand. That feels so much worse to say.
There is a
Yoda
shot,
demand.
If, folks, if you're watching the audio version of this podcast, which you can't be watching, even though
it's confusing.
You're listening to the pie, there is a shot at the end where Yoda reaches out and uses the force to draw in a not to scale DVD of the second. What is the second one?
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
Is the fact that it was both digitally shot and digitally mastered a selling point in the year 2023? I don't even know exactly what it means.
That commercial.
You know that this ad is not from.
Yes, but I'm saying now I'm sitting here in 2023 trying to figure out what that means exactly.
My love, this is a 20-year-old commercial.
This has to have something.
I do love the little flex of like we've got behind the scenes content you'll actually want to watch.
Okay.
You didn't want to watch the movie.
No way.
But maybe you want to watch these 6 hours of bonus content that we've
Please?
Got about it. Please, Yoda man.
Yoda man, watch this movie you will.
Yoda, what if it had been like a statement to Yoda at the end?
Yoda man.
Like, Yoda, da-da man. Practice the sound of his voice. Fucking yeah, keep your grades,
man.
Practice the sound of your voice. Yoda has a slightly croaky, throaty voice that occasionally cracks and breaks. Try forming your voice in the back of your throat to give it that throaty, gargling sound.
Do you think
sound.
He always sounded that way?
Yoda. Like, you want to eat marshmallows? I do.
Maybe maybe his voice started
Travis,
off.
Travis, don't walk on Justin's incredible impression.
Justin, one more time about marshmallows.
Let him take a swing at it.
Okay.
Marshmallows I will eat.
Oh, boy.
Is that good?
Do it backwards, though. Don't say marshmallows I will eat. Say it backwards.
Marshmallows eat, I will.
Eat marshmallows, will I?
No, that was actually too close to the correct order. Marshmallows.
Statement. Marshmallows, I will consume.
Will consume marshmallows.
No, I don't.
No, that was actually scary. The right order, I think.
That's like he woke you up in the middle of the night and grabbed you by your lapels. Yeah.
I will eat marshmallows.
Okay, whoa, Yoda. Wow. Get it, man.
I can't think of a worse spoken sentence on this show.
Yoda, my new favorite character. And our editor Rachel's least favorite, Clippy.
Who ate marshmallows?
Sorry, man. I didn't know that you would do them.
Clippy Yoda. Clippy Yoda, get out of here.
I didn't know that you had claimed
this
the marshmallows.
The max
going Yoda. To eat marshmallows, I was.
I'm so sorry, Yoda.
Clipping Yoda, you're done.
Clipping Yoda, it is the max fun drive.
For marshmallows I had. Hard day at work. Look forward to marshmallows, I did.
Yoda, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
This is, it's our pledge drive clipping, Yoda. Please. It's the one time a
year. Microphone, it wouldn't clip okay. when clipping Yoda came to town.
Okay. Listen.
It raised my whole volume somehow. I have to turn my mic down because I was getting so excited.
Clipping Yoda.
Man, that's a really powerful funny gun, though, Trev. You could bust that out at literally anywhere.
I'm going to save it, though. I can't do it too much or I might lose my voice.
And our listenership.
And our listenership. Hey, this is the first Max Fun Drive where we went negative numbers.
Can we make a promise right now? Because there's probably a good segment of our listenership that is listening in fear that clipping Yoda will be a sometimes food.
Yes.
And
yeah,
not
100%.
A,
yeah.
Okay.
Like all of our great bits.
No, no. Clipping Yoda must be a sometimes food. That's the promise we make you this yeah. Max Fun Drive. I talked a lot the last one, so one of you guys do it.
Oh, yeah. This is the Max Fun Drive. Our shows on this podcast network are owned by the people that make them, and they are supported by this network, Maximum Fun. They help us to sell ads, to schedule shows, to make sure everything's working all together, to help us find guests. It's been.
They also work
a really...
with you. They work with you to make sure that you're getting the episodes correctly, that the rewards that you get from the Max Fun Drive are making their way to you. They're answering questions. They're helping with billing, all of that stuff.
So a portion
Travis,
of
you overcompensated for clipping Yoda just a little bit. You're a little quiet.
Oh, did
right
I
now,
go
actually.
Too quiet now? Sorry, yeah. This is smooth Travis.
Yeah. So you are helping to support them, but you're mainly supporting the shows that you enjoy on the network. You just choose the ones that you are into. When you sign up or when you boost or when you upgrade your donation. And if you do start a new donation or upgrade, we've got some like beautiful, beautiful gifts for you.
Yeah.
Obviously at $5 a month, which is kind of our entry level. There's a lot of bonus content. We got some great stuff this year. We re-recorded our Margaritaville blue carpet episode with Matt
God.
Doyle.
It's so
and
good.
And we switched parts and it's really like... It's really out there, y'all. Even for us, it's pretty out there. If you can do $10 a month, you get all that stuff, plus one of 37 reusable stickers and a Max Fun membership card. The stickers are really cool. Each one is like themed to the show. I got a bunch of them in the mail
I
yesterday.
Did too.
They are
yeah.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Olivia Fields, the artist on those, really, really.
Thank the Monster God for my Rock and Bond, which I believe is the My Brother and Me sticker, is better than the show we make. So
yeah. I don't actually remember saying it, but I'm sure we did at some point. And there's lots of other gifts. We've got some like cooking theme gifts and all that stuff. You can check it all out at MaximumFun.org/join. But the important thing is like this is the one time a year we do it and allows us to pay people like Rachel who has to hear us unfiltered.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just raw us and cut through a lot of cruft. People like Amanda who helped make everything work for our whole organization.
Our whole shit.
Yep.
All our shit.
Everybody. And we really appreciate all those people. And we really appreciate your support. So if you can give or bump it up a little bit, if you can't remember, you can also gift donations to people. That's a very cool thing for you to do. You can also boost if you don't want to go a full upgrade level. Sometimes it's a bit much. You can kick in just, you know, a few extra bucks a month. And that really does help. It's all about sustainable and being able to plan for a whole year of stuff for you. And the amount that comes in is really what dictates like what we're able to do in a given year. So if you want more stuff from us, this is how we've gotten to Weekly Adventure Zone and stuff like that. If you want more stuff from us
and more streaming stuff, when we've been doing the Battle Royale and all that stuff. Yeah.
This supports all of that. So if you like us, if you like what we do, this is the number one thing you can do. And it means so much to us. If you can't, we totally get it. But if you could share that link around or maybe, you know, ask a friend to kick in, just help spread the word. It all helps. It's all good. But mainly, like, it's a good time of the year to say thanks. We really appreciate you.
Yep.
You da man.
Oh. You da man.
You da man. And then.
You da man.
MaximumFun.org/join.
What?
You can't be surprised, Justin. You're not allowed to be surprised, bud.
Well, you guys weren't, so I was...
I said what?
Yeah, I said something like, whoa.
What is the most universal, like, in English way to be surprised? Do you want to try again? You want to give it to me again, and I give you a reaction?
Yeah, we'll
that
get
makes
real
you feel
fucking
something?
Freaked this time, man.
No, no, that's okay.
All right.
I want to show you the doll first.
Okay.
Whoa.
That sucks, Juice.
Okay.
Hey, Juice.
What?
Does that one suck?
Yeah, Juice, that one sucks.
Not like in a fun way either, Justin, because sometimes the dolls are like, oh, what a little silly clown boy. And this is like this, a doll who's seen some shit.
Yeah. This is a rough doll. Rough doll. This is a haunted doll, Baby Boppy.
Oh,
Baby
boy.
Boppy. Genuinely haunted.
Yeah. But once again, I would say not haunted by spirits, but maybe just haunted by the past.
Yeah.
Just haunted by...
You should let me get through this one, because Baby Boppy's going to take you on a little bit of a trip. A lot of these haunted dolls, the reason I haven't done many of them, a lot of them are starting to get like a little formulaic, and honestly, sure. Like, they're getting a little sad. There's a lot of... Yeah, but not this one. I mean, okay. It is kind of... Haunted doll Baby Boppy, genuinely haunted.
The other ones?
Bullshit.
I've been faking.
The other ones on here, fake. First thing I came to realize is that Baby Boppy, while she is a girl doll, the spirit inside her is a man.
Oh.
We love this. 2023, right?
Yeah,
We're crushing it. Thank you for accepting your doll for who they are. Unfortunately, it turns out that this doll is kind of a shithead.
Wow.
But still.
Not Baby Boppy.
Not Baby Boppy. It says, I call the doll Boppy because sometimes when I'm in another room, it sounds like the dop is standing up and plopping down and making a bop.
The dop?
That's what this word's typed.
The doll is plop and make a bop.
Make no mistake. It's definitely a masculine spirit.
Okay.
The doll itself is very old, very broke down.
Just like a man.
The spirit in this doll has referred to themselves as Hal.
Then call it that.
Call it Hal, asshole.
Call it Hal, asshole. It's not Baby Boppy. It's Hal. Hal's says he's an older man, between 50 and 60 years old. You know how people ask you how old you are and you're like, eh,
I give
between 50 and 60.
To be fair, I often forget. Well, if someone asks me too quickly and I'm like 39. Sorry, I'm 39. So now it is kind of just easier to give a scale where I'm like late 30s for sure.
He had one daughter and was married. He has lied about other things, but has been pretty consistent about this.
All right.
Hal seems like a peach.
Yeah. Yeah.
The physical condition of the doll is not great.
Yeah.
But was found in the woods near my aunt's house.
Wait,
those two ideas.
The physical condition of the doll.
I don't think "but" is the modifier.
Yeah, I think maybe "because" might be the word you're looking for there.
As a result of my kids play in those woods all the time, and the doll simply appeared one day.
Okay,
this spirit will speak over the spirit box, and while I wouldn't say he's a bad spirit,
oh boy,
he likes to see people worried and afraid.
Huh.
What's our metric? I mean, what's our metric? You know?
Once again, 2023, sliding scale, man. Like, there's worse spirits out there.
There's worse, but there's better.
Yeah, but there's way better. And we can't just go, we can't write Hal a blank check to just be.
But let's get a little more specific, guys.
Well, this is why I like, and I brought her over here. This is Roberta. And just a reminder, Roberta's modifier is neutral. This is neutral Roberta.
Travis got the best one. Mine is always whispering stuff.
And my kids like to leave Roberta presents at this point. We have a little gummy bear like Christmas ornament that they bring her when she's hungry. I'm just going to say positive Roberta now. That's because of your support for the Max Fun Drive. Positive Roberta, making a difference in Roberta's life.
I wouldn't say he's a bad spirit. He likes to see people worried and afraid.
Yeah.
He seems to know the names of the people in my house.
Oh, that's kind.
And he likes to say things such as, put a name here, has cancer.
Whoa!
He or she doesn't have long. Whoa. And other things to have you scared. Woo! Spooky!
Now, to be fair, that's a thing we haven't explored in a lot of ghost-based movies, like Paranormal 18 or whatever. The ghost just walks in like, hey, man, you should get that checked. What? Why? I don't know, man. It doesn't look great. Is that supposed to look like that?
Just a pale ghost climbs out of TV and is like, your blood pressure's pretty bad, eh?
When was the last time you checked your credit score? It's been a while.
Instance,
why? No reason.
I want to hear more about this doll.
For instance, one time my husband took my kids with him to the store and Hal began saying, "Your family, car accident, dying, hurry," and just repeating things like, "Hurry, there's no time," until I found out they were fine and in no way in any accident.
And then he yelled, "Gotcha," and turned to the cameraman and said, "You've been watching Crazy House YouTube videos."
So he likes to lie. But other than that, he doesn't cause much trouble.
Oh,
I would say that's a bit of trouble. It's a good chunk of trouble for a doll in my home.
Yeah. Right? Especially when in the past we've talked about evil spirits that like flip lights on and off or
this is pretty bad.
Hal's giving you cancer scares.
This is maybe one of my favorite sentences in one of these ever. So I'm going to read the whole sentence. So he likes to lie. But other than that, he doesn't cause much trouble. He can light a cat ball when he wants and isn't very respectful. But I don't think he would actually cause anyone harm. He just talks a lot of shit.
Wow.
A cat ball?
Hal doesn't do footsteps.
No, don't even fucking ask Hal. Don't even ask him.
Hal doesn't do the footsteps or banging on walls. Just pops.
Someone slides into Hal's Instagram DMs and is like, "Hey, how much for footsteps?
Do you do footsteps, Hal?
Do you do foot stuff like steps?
No.
When he decides to let you know,
I can't light
there,
a cat ball, or maybe I can. What was it?
He can't
light a cat ball when he wants, and he isn't very respectful.
Yeah.
That's all you think you need to know. When he wants to talk, sometimes he will light his cat ball just once to let you know he wants to you to turn on the spirit box. He doesn't do anything on command. So all in all, I would say Hal is just kind of like having some control in little ways, and he's stubborn.
It kind of sounds like having the most bored, like, grandfather living with you, but it's just like, yeah, man, I'll engage on my left. It's war with grandpa too, baby. Poppy's revenge.
Gang.
Travis, it's so funny you say that, because it says here, when you call him out on lying, he may cuss at you. Having Hal around is like having a grumpy old man around who doesn't really mean any harm. He just likes to do things for the attention, I think.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it seems pretty harmful. Some of the more stressful things that he's doing to you in your life, but sure. Yeah, fine.
So I just Googled what a cat ball was.
Oh?
Because I thought it was some sort of like acronym for like, you know, spectral activity. Well, I don't know. But is it just a toy that a cat plays with?
Yeah, it's just a toy that a cat plays with.
Well, that's the amazing thing about being a spiritual investigator, Griffin. Anything can become a tool, right? Look around you. Everything's a spiritual tool if you want it to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great point.
Thank you. Anyone, you could start being a spiritual investigator right now with just things around your home.
I got to start keeping funnier props on my desk.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing as I started that bit. I don't have anything here. Nothing I got funny. Neutral Roberta.
Yeah.
But she is not funny. She's neutral.
I got this. You guys want me to put on this cap?
Yeah.
I have this tartan cap.
Where'd you find it, John? Oh, no. Is this today's special?
It's like today's special.
I can't become
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Don't do it. To be fair, Justin, if we're following today's special logic, it would be Daniel Night-Lewis. Thank you very much.
Yes, please.
Wow, that's actually
really
very
powerful.
Targeted.
Yeah.
Yeah, very powerful. I'm almost 25 years old and I've never been on a plane. My parents want to do a family vacation somewhere tropical next year, and I'm not sure to expect when I get on a plane. What's the best way to exist on an airplane? What do I do so I don't freak out? That's from 25-year-old flight version in Boston, Massachusetts.
I feel like those are two lot. Those are two different questions. There? Justin got confused. He thought about doing Boston, Mass, and then I think he chickened out.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like Boston. Somebody doing a Boston accent, like 25-year-old flight virgin in Boston, Mass.
Not like, bad.
Boston, Mass.
Yeah, no, that was bad.
That wasn't good. Listen, one of us is clearly the voice guy, and it ain't me.
Now, let's do Yoda with a Boston accent. If you guys can give me a couple reads of Yoda with a Boston accent.
You get on the plane. You go.
Like them apples, do you? How do you like them apples?
Nope, that was the right order. Like them apples, how?
And you're going to have a group on your ticket, and then they'll call for your group and get on.
Yeah.
That part you got. You go to the seat that matches your seat. For some reason that defies logic, one out of every four times someone will already be in your seat. Yes. Even though you yourself have never fucked this up in your entire life, a good amount of the time, there will already be someone who has fucked up getting in the right seat.
Yeah.
Now, so you tell them to move, and then you sit in their seat.
If you're
That's
me,
as much as I can do.
What you will do then is you will unpack your overly packed carry-on bag because you assume that in this like hour and 50-minute flight, you would need 18 hours worth of entertainment, and you'll stuff it all into the seat
and
back
in
front of
you. You have to unfurl it. It can't be stuffed in your bag. You got to take out your different doodads and your activity books.
Yes, correct.
And the bag of munchos that you brought with you and put them all in different places.
And then you will proceed to play off-brand Candy Crush on your phone for the entirety of the flight and never once touch the novel that you told yourself you were going to read. You told yourself you're not going to touch that novel.
You're going to do a lot of trying to watch movies on the screen of the person sitting in front of you without just watching it yourself, because it seems like easier this way.
You might get distracted by the fact that there is a man sitting in front of you watching what appears to be The Prestige, but he doesn't have subtitles on and there's no headphones plugged in, but he's watching every second of it. And you're going to be thinking, is he getting as much out of this as he could? What's he doing? And then suddenly you're landing.
You're going to be freaked out by, you're going to see old men who have brought a newspaper to entertain them on the flight. And that's really going to trip you out because, like, what if there's nothing in there they want to do or read?
Yeah.
And that's then that'll be very stressful for you. Then I'm keeping an eye on them, like, do they need a magazine?
Yeah.
I have some other stuff. Maybe I can help.
Sometimes you'll see someone working on a spreadsheet on a full blown laptop. And you're like, what are you? Wait, how important is your business that you're doing it right now? Like, what are you? You're in the sky. We're in the sky, and you're working on business?
I become kind of a looky-loo on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I do like seeing what other kind of entertainment options people are enjoying. One time I did watch Hacksaw Ridge through a sort of 2-inch gap of the seats in front of me, which was a wild flick, guys. Wild flick.
That's what Mel wanted.
That's what Mel wanted.
That's
when
actually
he made
how we
that
watch
one.
Dailies.
Yeah.
Flying around on a plane.
This is really good. Oh, yeah. I love the part with the hacksaw.
I can't wait to be in Daddy's home, too.
This is good. Call the cow over. He's got to see some of this. This is some bloody shit. It's really getting my gears cranking.
That's actually really good, Justin.
Why am I the only one who can't? I just can't do cool voices like that.
If someone is working on business on their laptop on the plane and the brightness is at a certain level, I cannot stop myself from becoming fucking Jason Bourne. Just like, I wonder what job they have. Let's see if I can figure it out by what data they're inputting into these cells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going to look over and someone's just writing spreadsheet inside of the spreadsheet.
And then you look up and they're looking directly at you.
There will also be someone who has a window seat that can't be bothered to close the window when every other single fucking person has closed it. They're not looking out. In fact, this is what's going to drive you crazy. They're trying to sleep.
Yep.
Next to an open window.
Yep. Oh, and if it's nighttime, they also might have turned on their overhead light to try to go to sleep.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you're going to want to get a ginger ale?
Oh, yeah.
That's not me giving you advice. I'm saying when you are on there, you're going to want a ginger ale.
Yeah.
You should lean into that. Your body knows that it needs the sky ale.
You never wanted one before in your
never
life.
Never wanted one any other time.
Gross.
They come by, you're going to want that sky ale.
Yeah.
You're going to demand it.
100%. 100%. And listen, as soon as it starts, the person in front of you is going to recline their seat. And you might be tempted to then reactively recline your seat so that the lines are the same. But don't. This is going to start a chain reaction until the plane tilts upwards at an uncomfortable angle. And then the pilot has to fly the plane at an angle.
Has to fly the plane different.
Creates a whole problem. Don't do it.
You're going to be fine.
And don't ask if you can fly the plane.
Because someone's already asked, and the chances are you're probably the third person, and they've already let two people do it. They're not going to let a third person do it.
Even if you say it as a joke, sometimes the captain will say, yeah, because I got to go. And he runs in the bathroom and locks the door. And now guess what? You really do have to fly the plane. Now he's laughing.
And don't do the "there's something on the wing" from Twilight Zone unless you're in a
Twilight Zone.
If you're in a window seat, then you can do it once.
Yeah.
But what if there is something on the wing? You ever thought about that, guys?
Stop that. Stop it.
Don't talk. Have you looked? I'm in culinary school currently. I have a big project at the end of this.
That's cool.
Not me. No, this is the...
No. I know. I'm saying it's cool that this person's like in food school. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I have a big project due at the end. I have a big project due at the end of the semester that involves running a hypothetical fine dining restaurant. I get to name the restaurant, and I'm struggling to come up with something that sounds refined enough to be convincing fine dining establishment. Google keeps telling me to name it stuff like Five Archers Dining Hall.
Oh, that's
not exactly the vibe I want to give off. Any ideas? That's from needing a nuanced name in New Orleans. Oh, well, if it's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans?
It's in New Orleans, you say.
Now, it's been a while since we've done a help me name this thing, right? But sure, here's the thing. I'm looking at like three foodies on the screen right now, right? This is a thing we can do. This isn't like name my gerbil or whatever. Who knows?
No.
But a restaurant?
The lack of details, though, again, like... You all have to help us.
Justin, there are no details. They are waiting on this name to... Have you ever watched Restaurant Wars?
Yeah,
you know Restaurant Wars.
Restaurant Wars.
When they do Restaurant Wars...
Yo, to get a man.
They figure out the name of the restaurant first, and then they figure out like what the menu is going to be around it. So
Have you watched it, Justin? Have you watched Junkyard Restaurant
Wars? Yes, you got Joe and
did you watch Junkyard Restaurant Wars?
You watched it, right?
Let's just... Here's my first
with robots,
Spike.
Ooh,
fuck yeah! That can and it can be like spinach, but you took the gnaw out of it.
Yeah, so it's just it's like, but it's kind of it's also kind of like it's like spice, but the E got turned up on its side and turned into an H.
Yeah,
and it's called Spike.
Now, what
to say, isn't it?
It does feel fun to say. What do they specialize in?
Spicy food.
That's food that does not have the normal spices that you would expect.
That's a fun aspect, too, if you make all the waiters talk like that.
There's mustard.
There's mustard. Mustard. Ketchup.
Yeah.
Mustard and ketchup. Relish. They got relish.
They got blanket gravy. As much as you want, they'll keep bringing it.
That's lovely. We're getting, I feel, away from a fine dining asset, because rarely do I go to like a five-star restaurant and they're like, how much gravy do you want?
Blanket. Like, it's a high-quality, high-tech style blanket.
This is kind of my take on gravy. It's a blanket.
I am not so deeply entrenched in the DC food scene, but in Austin, the hot thing was to name your restaurant. If it was a fine dining Michelin star restaurant, you named it something like the garage or the
stinky pit.
Laundrette is what. Actually, I think that's a different type of thing.
French laundry is like a thing.
Yeah, it's like a thing. Like a
real thing. Yeah, you want, I think, like one word and maybe an article in front of it, right?
But workshop.
I think V is played out, right?
Okay.
What if you call
workshop.
It a workshop?
Slop town.
Ooh, slop town. But then
you call it something like Slop Town, and then they're like, what? That sounds like a gross name. And it's like, because you don't understand the context of it. There's a very special cuisine where slop is good and fancy.
What about Hog Trough?
Ooh. Hog Trough.
It's a little. What about this? What about the post office? The United States Postal Service.
Really good, Justin.
United States Postal Service Veterans Memorial Boulevard Field Office.
That's great. All of
that's the name of the restaurant number, and then you put like a pound number 63 or whatever at the end, so people will think like that's got to be a post, like it's got to be a
that's
post.
That's got to be a post office. And when they pull up, what's it themed like? I'm glad you asked. A post office.
Yeah. Can you mail things from there? Yeah, you can mail things from anywhere.
Absolutely. Can you get good service and fine dining? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're working out some kinks.
Yeah, man. We got some stuff. There wasn't a kitchen when we moved in. So that was definitely a bit of a hindrance, but we can figure it out.
We've got a
little hot plate back here. What do you want?
Let me float this one by you guys. McDonald's. It's going to, you see it and you're like, that's wild that this McDonald's franchise made a typo. But then you see the menu and they have sweetbreads and they have Rockefeller oysters. They got baked Alaska. In my mind, these are the fanciest.
No, they sound really fancy when you said them. I mean, not the sweetbread part, but what if you just call it?
But, like, but they would just change every entree would be a McDonald's entree that they've made fancy by changing one word. So you go in and you say, I'll have the Fig Mac, please. And
that's an excellent.
Oh, a Fig Mac. That's an excellent choice.
I'll have the quarter flounder, please. Thank you.
Ooh, that's very good. One.
And that's so expensive because it's just a little bit of flounder. But tiny, boy, tiny, is it good.
Oh, so expensive. I don't have any good puns.
That's okay.
Yeah, you do voices. That's all right. You'll come. You, when you think of one, just let Clipping Yoda tell us about it.
No, we need certain assurance. At any moment. I swear to God, our oath that Clipping Yoda will only show up maybe once or twice a year must be ironclad. We cannot break this trust that exists between us and our audience.
Can I? Okay. Let's go with this. Try this. F, U with an umlaut, D.
Fjord.
Food.
Fjord.
Food.
Fjord.
This is my restaurant. Hey, should we go eat at food? Try it.
That's
it.
Cool.
Food.
Should we eat it? That could be cool. What if it's just feud, F-E-U-D, and you walk into the restaurant, and then they're like, chicken or beef? And you're like, this is a restaurant, not a wedding. And then they're like, chicken or beef? And you're like, I guess I'll take the chicken. They sit you on the chicken side. There's a chicken side and a beef side, and they do everything they can to sort of stoke the fires of war between these two halves of this fancy upscale restaurant.
Bad news. Feud was the name of a vegan restaurant on the west side of Kansas City, and it did close in 2017. So we tried it.
The name is they weren't ready in 2017. That was pre-COVID. Okay. Things are different now.
Things are different.
With an umlaut in CH. Munch.
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 I don't think that's it. I don't think that's going to be it. That's not the vibe that people are going for anymore. It's just
Doug's
like
place.
Doug's house is good.
Doug's house. You want to go eat over at Doug's house? Yeah, man. And when you get there, the host, his name is Doug, and it looks like a house, but each room is like a separate little dining room, and you eat in there, and it's high upscale comfort food.
It's high upscale.
Big tables, big chairs. Yes. Everybody's in a high chair. All the food is chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
And a window for sandwiches? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, please. They ask you if you want the crust cut off. Do you want triangles or squares when I cut your sandwich up? Yes, please.
If you eat two bites of broccoli, they'll give you $50.
Ooh, I love this.
Your meal is free.
Yeah.
You will just eat two bites of broccoli.
If you eat two bites of broccoli, you can have whatever you want on the menu. Just eat two bites. If you would just eat two bites, anything, you can have whatever you want. Two bites, please. Come on. One bite.
We would be one such bite good restaurateurs.
Restaurant guys.
Did you watch The Bear? You guys watch The Bear? Kick-ass show. But also, I think we could do it better.
I
not
think it'd
making
be really
a show,
scary.
But just sort of like running a beef restaurant.
I can't watch it because the idea of like just a bear wandering into a kitchen is terrifying to me.
It's fucked up how it keeps happening. And they keep putting down so many honey-covered traps. And the bear outsmarts them every episode and
well,
steals
it's like
all
they said,
food.
You know Ratatouille, it's great and he's little. But what if we went bigger? And it's a bear who wants to be a chef and he sits on a man's head.
Well, when Cousin Jimmy brings in the bear to the restaurant in the first episode, he does shout, like, we're going to do a Ratatouille this time.
Yeah.
But then the main guy with the curly hair, he's like, get that fucking bear out of here, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then they fight for like 12 minutes.
Him and the bear?
No, the cousin and the curly.
While the bear looks on, guys, please don't. Guys, this isn't what I wanted.
I'll leave. It's not.
I'll leave.
It's fine. Like, I'll leave.
I know when I'm not wanted and I'll go.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I'll see you at home. I love you.
Yeah. But then when they save the president from choking on the beef sandwich in episode 2, that's when
spoilers.
It really took off for me. It's just the second episode.
Oh. Isaac!
Yes! Isaac, hi! Hello, my name is Isaac. I'm a child chocolatier, a prodigy since 5 years old, but you have not to fear. I love to eat chocolate. I love to podcast. I'm a child chocolatier.
Welcome back, Isaac.
Hi, Isaac.
Hi, thanks for letting me come back on your show.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to come to the show.
I noticed in your theme song, buddy, because when you sang it last time, I didn't know who you were, that you said that you loved to eat chocolate in it.
Yeah, I tried it. Finally, it's good.
It's a big thing.
I liked it.
What did you do? What did you go in with? What was your on-ramp? Just go straight Hershey's?
100%, no sugar, straight to the dome, baking chocolate, powdered.
Wait, Isaac,
I took a third cup of powdered unsweetened cocoa,
boy.
And I just... Here's my review, drier now, than I thought it would be.
Okay. That kind of seems like you snuck it, Isaac. That doesn't seem like something a parent would give you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I play by my own rules now because I got famous on your podcast and I do whatever I want. My parents know that I'm a meal ticket and they let me, I'm their little superstar, they say.
They said that to you?
They said that's where the money is, podcasting. That's
it's true. Nice when they actually say it, you know?
Can I tell you guys about something I heard about?
Yeah, of course.
Please.
I love that.
Yeah.
Extra gum. No extra gum?
Oh, okay. Like the brand Extra, not just someone who has too much gum, which is what I really thought you meant.
I really thought you were just talking about it. Yeah.
There's a news story here in the paper, and it says Extra Pink Lemonade is here to bring the summer vibes.
And that's in a paper, a newspaper that you're reading?
Move over, Winter Blues. Extra Pink Lemonade is here to bring the summer vibes. It's a new limited edition flavor of the lineup, Extra Pink Lemonade. And it's going to deliver early tastes of sunshine-filled summer days to consumers through the introduction of a new and bright, vibrant flavor.
Are you a chewing gum fan, Isaac?
No. Each fruity, tart, and deliciously sweet bite of Extra's gum, Pink Lemonade, transports consumers into a warmer season.
Whoa.
And ushers in the comfort of sunshine through the vibrant, refreshing, and long-lasting flavor for which Extra is known.
Making a lot of big promises, Extra.
From gum. And
I'm going through a lot of seasonal affective disorder. I need some gum.
The gum will fix it. There's a lady here who's talking. She's at the gum company. And she says, we hope Extra Pink Lemonade flavor will inspire moments of everyday happiness and become the perfect companion for ushering in the highly anticipated spring sunshine.
Wow.
Pink Lemonade is a beloved flavor that's sure to be an extra fan favorite and perfect to be shared while connecting with friends and family, no matter what the weather is outside. And here's what I wanted to ask you guys, because you're grown-ups and I'm just a kid. Who gives a shit?
Whoa, Isaac.
I'm just saying, I don't know who cares. If you guys went to the store today and you saw Extra Pink Lemonade, would you think, oh, an exciting new opportunity to taste the spring sunshine? Or would you think nothing at it? Would you think nothing at it? And just think, that's probably been there forever. That's right, but she's forever.
That second one, Isaac, but now knowing this because of the helpful press release you've given me, I know that I can stop taking my Lexapro and simply start chewing this pink lemonade gum every 10 minutes or so. It doesn't last, I mean, Extra lasts extra long.
The thing that I think is interesting is that this story came out in the newspaper on March 7th. And it says here that the gum began hitting shelves in January. So it makes me feel like maybe they even didn't care so much about it.
Or they overestimated.
And then they thought, we should tell somebody about the new gum we made up.
You know that there was back in January, Isaac, somebody said, we should put out a press release when we put this out. And they said, we don't need to.
We don't need to.
We're making a lot of big promises with this gum.
It would be cool if Extra wrote a press release that started, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
We put this gum out for you.
Do you have
2 months
eyes?
Ago. When you buy groceries, do you just run through the checkout aisle like some sort of crazed orangutan? No, you don't? Then why aren't you buying our fucking gum?
We worked really hard to make this gum to make you happy. There's crushed up Xanax in it. Why aren't you chewing this gum?
And make it feel like it's sunny outside. What's
this
wrong
make
with
it
you?
Feel like it's sunny? It's gum. It's just gum.
And call your mom.
Call your mom. Try our gum. Just buy more of it or something.
Please.
What are we doing here?
It's like gum doesn't even matter to you.
It's like you guys don't care about new gums.
Hey, Isaac.
Yeah?
It's pretty It's pretty fun doing a podcast, right? I can tell you were nervous the first time around, but you're comfortable.
Now I'm kind of a shock jock. Did you hear when I said shit?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Two times earlier? Man. Watch out. The FCC is going to fine us.
No, they're not. Isaac, it doesn't work like that, man. If you want to get raunchy, this is the place, man. Monetize it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Chocolate's going under. You know that, right?
Have the long-lasting power of podcasting.
Let me go to my local candy store. Oh, wait, there are none because they sell it fucking everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you need to find other revenue. You're young enough, it's not too late for you to find other revenue streams and really kind of diversify your portfolio.
Do you guys know of any books about podcasting that is like, can help me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably one or two out there.
Yeah, if you
probably
Google
actually
it.
A lot. Actually, I'm thinking about it. Probably a lot.
Ones that were, it's important, ones that were a commercial success when they were put on sale.
Oh, okay. I don't know if any of those off the top of my head. Isaac.
Ones that earned out their advance. Like,
we understand the concept, Isaac, only all too well, my friend.
I feel like you want me to wrap it up. I feel like my segment's done for this week. Is that okay? I need to hop down because my legs are getting tired.
I feel like there's a lot more to you that to explore, my friend. And
I'm gonna climb down. Let Mr. Justin take over. Bye, Uncle Griffin. Bye, Uncle Travis.
Oh my God!
Now, do you think that? Wait, hold on. You assumed that was like a fun, like you know, you call your parents' friends, uncles. Then is Isaac Justin's kid? Whoa, Isaac's chocolate shop just fell apart behind Justin.
Justin just closed the fucking Tesseract.
I'm back. He's back.
Yeah, and you're totally in frame. Really good, too, is the best part.
I can fix it. Who cares? Like, I can fix it.
Hey, it's fine. Can I talk about something with the Max Fun Drive real quick?
Yeah.
Before we wrap up?
Yeah. You know what? Here's an update. Here's something. You've heard us talk about stretch goals. Last week, we talked about stretch goals. We talked about it on our social medias. And you know
don't
what?
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say that. Don't say
can't
that.
Can't say social medias? Oh, no, sorry, no. Woke liberals. I'm sorry I can't say social
cool
means.
Energy. Cool energy for the ask, energy. Trav.
Anyways.
Yeah, good energy for the ask.
Anyways, sorry about these snowflakes, but we've talked about stretch goals, and you know what we decided stretch goals? It's a reward, right, for people joining? So why gate it, right? We're changing the way we're doing things over here. We're just going to put those out on the bonus content feed. So if you're a Max Fun supporter at any level, you'll have access to, let's see, we're going to put out the video of us absolutely spiraling, trying to come up with a year name. We're going to do the BYOP pizza party on the McElroy YouTube channel.
That one's just, we didn't change that one just because we want to eat, we just want to eat pizza.
I'm so excited to try it, you guys. I've heard, okay, my mouth's watering. Just
I'm scared of how wet it's going to be.
Yeah,
there's a lot of wet stuff under
the cheese.
They
talked about that in the Philip Seymour Hoffman movie, Along Came Polly. Famously, how greasy and wet the pizza is, and he has to dab it off. And then Philip Seymour Hoffman rings the pizza onto the other guy's pizza, whose name I can't recall. Anyways, we're going to put out the commentary for episode 6 of the show. We're putting it all out there. We're putting it all out there.
Let it hang loose. We got other fun events for Max Fun Drive. I do have to plug because it'll be, you don't want to miss out on this. At 9 p.m. on Wednesday, this Wednesday, March 29th, Sid and I are going to watch I Believe in Santa on Netflix.
Holy shit.
And you all, if you probably haven't watched it and you're in, back
please.
Me up, you're in for a real fucking treat.
It is the wildest flick. I cannot believe that this is not the biggest movie on the planet after holiday season.
Wild.
Wait, we're going to watch it together for no reason. I mean, it's a Christmas movie. We're watching it in March. There's no reason behind it, but we just adore it. It'll be like my fifth watch, and I'm so excited. I've watched Paul Blart Cop 2 once a year for like 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and I dread it more than I dread watching this movie for the sixth time in like 3 months.
Yeah.
This is a
kick-ass
great flick.
Kick-ass flick.
And go to YouTube and search for McElroy Family and just go ahead and subscribe there and watch the streams we've been doing for the last week and a half and watch the stuff that's coming up. It's all going to be there. You can also follow the McElroy Family on Instagram for updates and any information you need. It's all going to be right there.
Listen, this is our approximately 38th Maximum Fun Drive with the Max Fun Network. We've been asking you to support us financially for over a decade now, and a lot of you have done that. And that's huge for us, personally and professionally.
But, if I may, a lot more of you haven't.
Oh, wow.
On the grand scale of, like, the world, there's, like, 9
a
billion
lot
people
more of
in
you
the world.
Have not done that. Yeah. And we would really, things are a little slow, if you've been paying attention. And we know that the real heroes are just hanging back, waiting for Sergeant Slaughter to get a chair or, you know, wrestling. And we know you're just waiting back for your big moment, and this is it. Come on, grab a chair, get in here, get in this Royal Rumble of generosity and kindness.
We've been able to make this our livelihoods for a very long time now because of the support we get from the Max Fun Drive. We do ads on the show occasionally, but if you've listened to really any podcasts at all, you know that advertising pretty much across the industry is not doing great. And so more than ever, we are relying on the money you all give during the Max Fun Drive to keep growing. We've managed to hire like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And that's been absolutely incredible for us to, one, have the time to be able to make more stuff and, you know, hang out with our families and stuff. And two, put together like a team of people that we genuinely adore working with and have made some really cool stuff we're really proud of. All of that is possible because of you, because of the people who have supported us in the Max Fun Drive in the past. And if you haven't done that, this is your chance to very directly contribute to something that you enjoy listening
to. Yeah, at this point, you're not just supporting us and supporting co-hosts on various shows. As Griffin said, you're supporting our team I'm going to take a bold stand here. We believe in paying people what they're worth. And
that's true.
And thanks to you, Max Fun supporters, we are able to do that. And we want to be able to continue to do that and do, like, you know, cost of living raises and give them raises and maybe even grow
it's
the
business,
team.
It's business, folks. This is business 101. Hey,
Travis isn't telling you anything you don't know is business.
It's business.
101.
It's business. You got to pay people to make money. I think that's how the phrase is.
We're in so deep.
Yeah.
MaximumFun.org/join is the link you can go to. This is our last week of talking about it on Mabim Bam. Go to our YouTube channel. We have a bunch of fun stuff. We're going to keep doing stuff there all week long. Lots of streams, lots of stuff. If you're not able to support us now, you don't have the means, we get it. Listen, we totally get it. Tell a friend, maybe. Maybe think about telling a friend. Share that link around, MaximumFun.org/join. If you're already a member and you've been listening forever and you have a little bit of extra spondooly lying around, maybe think about boosting or upgrading your membership. If you make it to the next tier, then you'll get all the awesome pledge gifts that we have there. But most importantly, you get the feeling of satisfaction that you have helped very, very directly to put stuff into the world that you enjoy. Thank you. Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better with You. Always gets my day started on the right foot.
Yep. Trav, you want to bring us home with a quote? You got a quote for us?
I sure do, Justin. Let me pick the perfect one.
Yeah, please pick the perfect one if you could.
Yeah, this is, I don't know if I've done this one or not. Let me know if I have, okay?
Okay.
I eat cold eels and think distant thoughts. Jack Johnson.
No, I haven't heard that one.
You're sure?
I don't remember that one, Jack.
Yeah, my name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.